It is 10:41 on Tuesday, January 28th, 2025. The board has returned from recess. We'll do a roll call of board members and staff before proceeding. Dr. Bustillo.
Here.
Dr. King. Mr. Leone.
Here.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton. Josh, you're muted.
I'm sorry, here.
Thank you. Dr. Hike?
Here.
Ms. Crowley?
Here.
Ms. Bryant?
Here.
Ms. Richardson?
Present.
Dr. Sinish?
Here.
My name is Judy Chepius, and I do also see Mark Harris, our Assistant Attorney General. Dr. Bustillo, the meeting is yours.
Okay, we are still, we are on 9B, Robert Palmer, PTA. And we're first going to be doing an initial review, discussion, and possible action regarding case 2423.
And I do see that Mr. Palmer is present. So at your October 2024 meeting, you opened this case after you reviewed his noncompliance with Board Order 2245. He was issued the board order with an expiration date of 7/26/24. And he completed the terms of his order several months late, the final of which was completed on October 28, 24. So you identified the following statute violations in this matter as ARS 32-2044-1, violating this chapter, board rules, or a written board order. So this case is for your review.
Mr. Palmer, are you willing to answer questions from the board?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions to begin?
I'd just like to know, is there a reason why you didn't complete the board order and by the date that was due?
It was just, I mean, it comes down to board time management, and then the deadline had approached and then passed, and then I think the anxiety of it, of knowing that I had let that pass, kind of ate away at me. But in terms of a, you know, big life-changing event, I wish I had one. It was just solely on me not getting it done in time.
Is there a reason that you didn't reach out to the board just to get some guidance or let them know that you were struggling to meet the criteria in a timely fashion?
I don't know if shame would be an acceptable answer, but that would be the only thing that, you know, just knowing that it was something so simple that I could finish that I didn't. But yes, that would, I mean, short answer is no, there's not a good reason.
Okay. Thank you.
So Mr. Palmer, can you tell me what you learned from this then?
Just, that I have to pay attention to all of the details. Throughout my therapy career, I find myself pouring my time and energy and heart and soul into the physicality of the job and, you know, getting my patients better. And somehow, oftentimes the documentation and things of that nature and what some might consider the smaller details, I've learned that I drastically need to give those the same effort and attention that I do the treatment sessions.
Thank you.
I guess to follow up on that, I mean, I guess that's what really concerns me about this is that, you know, there's this order we gave you that doesn't get done. I'm not hearing a great excuse for it. I get it. It happens. But what I'd like to know is, you know, to me, this reflects in a concerning way on your practice. And what I'd like to know is, it, you know, have you made changes to the way you document and the way you work and the way you are going to be providing care to ensure that this same kind of lapse doesn't affect the patients that whose safety is going to be put in your care?
Yes, sir. I have done that with one of the initial issues that was the complaint had to do with the documentation and the previous company where I had made those assumptions that some of the, those details had been kind of taken care of over my head. I've, you know, learned not to do that. I work with the same physical therapist about 99% of the time. Anytime that he is not here in the building, I make sure to reach out to my rehab director to make sure who is going to be my supervising PT for the day. And then that, and just along with the timeliness of my, of the documentation, you know, all encompassing on that front.
What was really cool is on the way back on the ferry thing, we were looking and there was a...
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to move locations very quickly.
Sure.
I apologize. Okay. Thank you.
So, Mr. Palmer, do you hold any type of leadership role where you are?
I do have a volunteer, I guess. I don't know if volunteer would be the correct word, but I have taken on a PTA student. And before doing that, I made sure to email the board to verify that it was okay that I take them on while I'm in this, while I have this situation going on.
Good. That really shows some initiative and being proactive. I appreciate that. So what would you tell the student about finding themselves in a similar situation to what you've done?
To not find themselves in that. I've tried to make a point to highlight the importance of the documentation, not only in the documentation itself, but the timeliness of it, to make sure that they didn't fall into the same situation as me, where they make those assumptions that things are taken care of over their head. And I haven't directly indicated my complaint with the board, but I have let them know that should they ever encounter that, that it needs to be taken very seriously and addressed in a very, very short time frame.
Have you had the opportunity to discuss it with the student?
My specific case?
Mm-hmm.
I have not. Okay. I didn't know if that would be the best course of action. But we have talked about things that I had experienced in my past with other therapists. And so given those specific examples without giving my
sure.
specific example.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, this kind of put us in a difficult position. I don't feel like we can't do anything about this. But I don't think it needs to be punitive or disciplinary. I actually feel like taking an ethics class in a non-disciplinary way might be very helpful.
I feel very foolish for myself for getting into this and, you know, having you guys have to provide so much of your time.
Any other thoughts?
I'd be in agreement. I don't necessarily want to just, you know, let it go. I think that there's definitely some learning that's, you know, been done here by Mr. Palmer, and I appreciate that. I appreciate him sharing some of those experiences with his student, you know, to hopefully, you know, make sure that that individual doesn't end up in a similar situation. But I also think that providing some education will be beneficial for him.
So I'm really concerned about, and maybe concerned is the wrong word, I'm torn. I would really like to, I feel bad for what has gone on. I get it. These kinds of things happen. But at the same time, I feel like we need to be confident that he could actually meet and comply with an order for us and So my inclination would be to do maybe a little bit more than what you're thinking, Dr. Castillo, but provide some kind of an order and say you need to attend, you know, maybe by consent, but it sounds like we could probably do that. But give them another consent and say you need to attend some additional classes about, you know, ethics or whatever else we're going to use to teach that timing lesson, and give them a date certain by which he can kind of prove to us he can comply with them. That would be my take.
I think there would be a date attached to a CEU to complete. So
yeah, I mean it would be an order, wouldn't it?
You can do non-disciplinary.
Yeah.
But yeah. Still have a date.
Yeah, I just think we need something like that where we can say, all right, well, you know, there's your mulligan. Show us you can do it the right way, right? And otherwise, I think I would agree with you, Dr. Castillo. So if that's what we're talking about, then I'm all on board.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Yep. Any other thoughts? Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we offer Mr. Palmer a non-disciplinary board order for 6 hours of continuing education in the area of ethics to be completed within 4 months.
Second.
Madam Chair, members of the board, if I understood the motion correctly, it was just to order him, to issue him a non-disciplinary order for the continuing education you set forth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
Dr. Castillo, we may want to just a time frame, just because that's the issue in this case. We probably want to make that a part of the motion.
Yeah, the time frame was 4 months, if that's okay, or do you want it different?
No, 4 months is fine. I just think you need to make it a part of the motion.
Okay.
I think you did put it in the motion.
I may have missed it. I was busy scrambling notes, so I may have missed it. So.
Any further discussion? Okay, I think we're ready, Judy.
In case 2423, Robert Palmer, PTA, it's been moved and seconded to issue a non-disciplinary order to include continuing education, which shall be completed in 4 months. Courses must be pre-approved and may be completed online and do not count towards renewal requirements. The continuing education shall be completed in the area of ethics for a minimum of 6 hours. Dr. Castillo.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yes.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
That motion passes.
Sorry. Did you, Dr. Hike?
You skipped me, but my answer is
yes. Sorry. I'm sorry. Dr. Hike.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you. My apologies. Okay, so that motion passes. At this time, I'd like to enter into the record that Dr. King has joined the meeting. She joined at, I believe it was 10:54. If that can be reflected in the records, please.
Okay, so now we're on case 2245. Again, Robert Palmer, PTA.
I'll just draw the board's attention to the memo that was in your review materials, more of an administrative matter, and it is requesting that Mr. Palmer requested termination of Board Order 2245, having successfully completed, although untimely, the terms of this board order. So you would need to vote to terminate his order.
So move to terminate board order.
Can we keep this order in place until the continuing education has been completed? I know we offer early termination, but here it was non-compliant, and I would like to at least continue the probation until the continuing education we just ordered is completed. Can we do that, Mr. Harris?
Madam Chair, members of the board, releasing any licensee from the terms of a board order is at your discretion. I would just point out, as set forth in the memo, he has fully complied with the board order. There were issues over his timeliness, and you addressed that in his in your previous action.
And are we able to even continue the probation if it's already past the due date of it?
Well, again, the termination is, you know, at your discretion, but generally when there's been compliance and there's nothing left, you typically do release. Okay. But, you know, we often don't get situations like this either. So there's nothing that I guess would technically prohibit you, although understanding that there's nothing that there's left to complete.
And Mr. Leone makes a fantastic point. The probation in this order was only for 4 months. It's already terminated on its own terms.
I think there's express language that it needs to come back before the board.
He may petition the board for early termination if the board determines all the requirements the board's order have been met. I'm just looking at paragraph 1 of the order, page 2.
Yeah. I don't have the order open in front of me.
It was in our materials.
Yes, I just don't. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if you have our materials.
Yeah, I do.
You're looking at it. I'm not sure there's a probation left to keep in place now that I look at this.
There isn't. The question is, does it require, you know, the board to formally release him, or does it get released by operation of law because of the way the order is written?
Mr. Harris, what's the answer to that question?
Is there any way that somebody could put it up on the screen for me to read it? It would probably be easier than for me to try to access it in the materials. I'm on a single monitor screen. I apologize. And if anybody has it, I don't know, Mindy, if you know the answer.
I think I got it.
Thank you, Josh.
Did that work?
Yep, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Now if we can just scroll to the pretty much the end.
It's
It's.
Is it possible to go to the next page?
It is.
Oh, there you go.
It's item number 9 in the termination.
Yeah, I'm looking at the last sentence, Josh. Respondent's failure to petition the board to terminate the order may cause the requirements of the order to continue beyond the period. The order will remain in effect until terminated by the board. So it does need to come back, Josh.
Okay.
So
do I understand you correctly that we can continue it pending completion of the ethics course we just ordered? Typically, that's not our practice, but we could, in the discretion of our board, and regardless, either way, we do have to take some action sometime to terminate this.
Correct. It's whether we do it today or you wait until he's completed the CE that you just required him to do in the non-disciplinary order.
Thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
It seems like, to me, I would feel... We just basically continued the order by ordering him to continue to do additional continuing education. I would I know Dr. Bastia was about to make a motion to terminate. I would say let's terminate this when he comes back to us saying he's done the ethics course. That would be my inclination.
Is that a motion?
I agree with that.
Okay. It's so moved that we decline to terminate at this time.
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay. I think we're ready there, Judy, when you are.
It has been moved and seconded to refrain from termination at this time of case 2245 until such time as it comes back again to the board after completion of case 2423. Dr. Bastia.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Great. Good luck to you, Mr. Palmer.
Thank you, board members.
Mr. Palmer, board staff will draft an order and get it to you. And you will be happy to answer any questions at that time.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. We can move on to case 2422, Joshua Leslie, PTA.
May I say one quick thing, please?
No, your case has been adjudicated. We are done.
I found out about this yesterday. I did not get time to get an attorney. I've let Judy and Mindy messages. I want a formal hearing. I will get an attorney. We're going to get the video from the hospital, and you're going to see she lied. I'm requesting a formal hearing and an administrative hearing.
Judy, pursuant to our prior vote, can you remove him from the meeting?
Don't hide, Joshua. I have a right to an administrative hearing or a formal.
Mr. RT, you have been previously warned by the board to adjust your behavior. At this time, we will be removing you from the meeting.
And you can't keep me out. There's nobody to keep me.
Are you able to put something on if he tries to get back in the meeting where you have to approve it?
Well, I've blocked him from this call at this time. Okay. That was my option.
Okay. Would you like me to proceed with a briefing on Mr. Leslie?
Yes, please.
I don't believe he was going to try and attend, but he's 2 hours ahead. He's in Florida. So don't, Mr. Leslie, are you present? Okay. On his 2024 application renewal, he'd reported that he had been arrested and charged in 2023 on DUI and excessive speeding. And at the time he was arrested, his BAC was 0.15. He pled no contest on January 17th, 2024. He had a plea agreement, which he successfully completed, all the terms which required probation. And he expected as of last week to get a letter from his probation office that he had successfully completed everything. But they had that snowstorm last week and the offices were shut down, so he didn't have that letter as yet. He has not practiced in Arizona. He did have an Arizona license with us, but hadn't practiced in Arizona since moving to Florida in April of 22. He does not anticipate returning to Arizona to practice or live. And he's currently in school and plans to change his career in the near future. He is currently practicing in Florida as a physical therapist assistant part-time. His Arizona license status has been inactive, not practicing since 2022. He states he didn't report the charges to the Arizona board within the 10-day regulatory requirement. But he did report it to the Florida board where he was actively licensed at the time. He thought because he had an inactive status, that was the reason why he didn't think he was required to report to the Arizona board. The staff identified the following violation as ARS 32-3208, which is the failure to report within the 10-day regulatory requirement. This case is for your review.
Thank you. I feel like it's probably reasonable to send Mr. Leslie an advisory letter regarding his requirements to report for Arizona.
Second.
Any other discussion?
I would agree. I think the Florida board is probably has presumably already dealt with it, so I'm happy to do that.
Any other thoughts? Okay, I think we're ready, Judy.
It has been, bear with me just a second. I lost my train there. It's been moved and seconded to provide Mr. Leslie an advisory letter reminding him of his duty to report subsequent to ARS 32-3208. Dr. Bastillo.
Yes.
Dr. King.
Yes.
Mr. Leone.
Yeah.
Mr. Greer.
Yes.
Mr. Barton.
Yes.
Dr. Hike.
Yes.
That motion passes.
And then we will go on to preliminary reviews, with the first one being BJA.
On her 2024 PTA license renewal, BJA answered yes to the question, have you had an application for a professional or occupational license, certificate, or registration other than a driver's license denied, rejected, suspended, or revoked by any jurisdiction of the United States or foreign country? She disclosed that she had surrendered her assisted living facility manager certification in March of 2024. She did report it on her subsequent PTA license renewal. However, board staff discovered that BJA also had previous discipline against her assistive living facility manager certification in 2021 that she has not disclosed to the PT board. The discipline in that matter included probation, a fine, and CEUs in ethics and in personnel requirements. BJA has maintained her PTA certificate and now license, but has not worked as a PTA since approximately 2021 and is currently in the process of applying for a PRN PTA position. She submitted continuing education that she has taken since that time, and that was included for your review. I do not believe she was going to be able to join the call today. BJA, are you on the call today? I don't think so. So this matter is before you.
So our choices are to open a case or to not, essentially.
So I, for one, am concerned enough about this that I think it is worth opening a case. I would point out that this doesn't appear to me to be an administrative oversight, especially given that there are multiple instances of action against her assisted living license. And the thing that concerns me more is that some of the allegations there were for things that seem very relevant to the practice of physical therapy, including document fraud. And so given that issue, I think it's worth opening an investigation into this.
I agree with you, Josh.
Yeah.
I think there's enough concern that we might want to look further into it and actually even hear from her.
Agreed.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Okay.
Okay, so I make a motion that we open a case or open a complaint.
Second.
And I know, Mindy, do you need the statutes or do you feel like you?
It would be Liz's case.
Yes.
Yes, you need statutes. Oh, man.
Are you wanting to open, are you wanting to the attempt obtaining or attempting to obtain a license by fraud or misrepresentation? Or are you wanting more of the one of the ethical considerations?
I know it's not my motion, but my inclination would be obtaining the fraud or misrepresentation and the ethical standards. I'd like to see both looked at.
Agreed.
So the 32-2044-3 is the obtaining or attempting to obtain a license by fraud or misrepresentation.
Okay.
Does that one really explain the situation, though? Because it says that she reported it. So is there really fraud in trying to get a PTA license?
So she reported the first one, or the more recent one, I should say, that she did report that she had surrendered that license. There was previous discipline that she did not report on the subsequent license certificate and then license renewals.
Got it. Okay.
Thirty-two 2044-12 has to do with failing to adhere to the recognized standards of ethics in the physical therapy profession.
Thanks,
Judy.
So at this time, those are the two statutory references for potential violations. So
I think that makes sense.
Okay. Are there any more?
No, we get it.
Okay. No. So hearing none, are you ready for the question?
I think so.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to open a case against BJA citing potential violations of ARS 32-2044-3 and
32-2044-12.
Dr. Vecchio?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
And Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion passes.
And then we'll move on to complaint against AB.
Sorry, I was muted. A complaint was filed against physical therapist AB, alleging that he had invited a patient out on a coffee date and that the coffee date was repeated two additional times. 2 days after the complaint was filed, the complainant requested that the complaint be withdrawn, stating that he had filed the complaint out of anger and in haste before he had all of the facts. AB stated that he did meet up with the patient for coffee on two occasions for networking purposes, but denied that they were dates. He denies ever having a romantic relationship with any current or former patient, but admitted that he has gone to lunch and coffee socially with a few patients and their spouses, stating that he has made friends during his years as a PT. The question before you today is whether or not to open a complaint. He was going to try to join the meeting today. I have not seen him. He wasn't sure if he was going to be able to. AB, are you on the call this morning? I don't see him on here. So this matter is for your review.
It's Kelly.
I'm okay with dismissing it with the caveat that these kind of boundary violations are the entryway to much more serious problems. Seems like everything was benign here, but it makes me uncomfortable anytime I see a social relationship that emerges from a patient-doctor relationship.
You think an advisory letter might be best, just trying to specify and be careful, you know, about those kind of situations?
I don't think there's a statute that says he can't go to coffee. We just know that it's a very slippery slope, and we know how these things end up, but we don't have that definition yet of when a patient's no longer a patient. It doesn't sound like these patients were even discharged yet, so I'm not sure Mr. Harris can help us, but on this, I don't think there's a statute that says you can't go to coffee with a patient.
Well, and Dr. King, I might be able to help you by just reminding everybody that at this point, the only question before you is to take no action or to open up a complaint.
Yeah.
Or look into the conduct.
I mean, with that said, we could open a complaint and as part of our discussion, help guide this PT in understanding the risks of those behaviors and then whatever, as opposed to just taking no action, which sort of looks like we don't think there's any problem there.
You know, I've struggled with this one because we've had some similar instances that we know have led down that slippery slope. However, when I look at, you know, like the comments that people have made in the past about what if you're in a rural community? I mean, you know everyone. And so having coffee with somebody that you're treating is not going to be unheard of in that type of a situation. And I feel like this particular case was benign. I'm happy to dismiss this one, but I do feel like we do need to be very mindful about when complaints are brought up against us or against professionals.
And
I move that we take no action.
I would second that.
Sorry, Mr. Harris. I thought I'd get my motion in there to save you some breath.
Thank you.
Any further discussion?
It's been moved and seconded to take no action against AB. Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, and now regarding GR.
And I believe that GR is, he was present. Let me just double check. GR, are you present still?
Yes, I am.
Hi. So the summary of this preliminary review is that when GR completed his 2024 renewal application, he answered yes to question 9. And that question is, have you ever been subject of any criminal investigation by any federal, state, or local agency, or had any criminal charges filed against you? So he answered yes to that question. And when I went back to review his previous, so he's been licensed with us since 2013. So I looked at his initial application and his subsequent renewal. So he's subsequently renewed every 2 years. He's answered no to that same question every subsequent renewal and on his initial. The nature of the arrest was that it is old issue, and he on his 2024 provided those details. So in Louisiana in 1995, he was arrested and charged for criminal damage and simple burglary. You have those details in your review materials. He also provided a statement as to why he answered yes. And he basically said he didn't think that it qualified because the charges were subsequently dropped. He has had no other law enforcement infractions or arrests since that time in 1995. It should also be noted that he received a non-disciplinary order by this board, which was case 2352, and he completed that in April 25th of 2024. But when he completed his 2024 renewal application, he answered no to question 3, which was, are you currently or have you ever been under investigation, suspension, or restrictions by a professional licensing board in any jurisdiction of the United States, foreign country, for any act that occurred in that jurisdiction that would be subject of discipline under this chapter. So I asked him why he didn't list that in his 2024 renewal. And he said he didn't think to answer yes to that question because he assumed the board was aware that they had investigated me. It was not my intent to deceive anyone, and he apologized for the mistake. So given those two scenarios, the board is requested to determine if you want to take any action, take no action or open a case on this matter. This case is for your review.
Thank you. Any thoughts from the board?
I would move that we take no action.
I'll second.
I think GR is beginning to see the things that he needs to be able to do to reapply for his license and make the appropriate statements on his on the application.
So the motion on the table is to take no action. Any further discussion, or are you ready for the vote? Okay. It's been moved and seconded to take no action against GR. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, and now for CS.
And I do believe CS is present. On our 2024 renewal, CS answered yes to question 5. Have you ever had a malpractice judgment against you? Have a lawsuit currently pending for malpractice or entered into a settlement from a malpractice suit? She provided details around that. Lawsuit was filed by a patient, but it was back in 2001 after a patient had sustained a shoulder injury following PT treatment that she had provided. The matter was settled out of court in 2004, and she states she's had no other clinical practice issues since that time. She was initially licensed in Arizona in February of 2023 by endorsement. She's practiced as a physical therapist since 1984. And she maintains active licenses in Michigan and Pennsylvania. She plans to practice in Arizona during the winter months only. So you're requested to determine if you're going to take any action by opening a case, but it would be in relation to the potential clinical care issue that led to the patient injury. And I realize that it's an old case, but per previous practice, we bring these medical malpractice suits before you as substandard, potential for substandard care. This matters for your review.
Thank you. I'm going to move that we take no action.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I apologize. Who did the second? That was 2 or 3.
It was Mr. Barton, Mr. Leone, and Mr. Greer.
Okay.
I noted Barton.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, it has been moved and seconded to take no action against CS. Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, and finally for preliminary reviews, KR.
Yes, and I believe that KR is present. On her 2024 renewal, she answered yes to question 3. Are you currently or have you ever been under investigation, suspension, or restriction by a professional licensing board in any jurisdiction of the United States, foreign country, for any act that occurred in the jurisdiction that would be subject to discipline under this chapter? KR attached two letters from the Washington Department of Health, titled the letters of cooperation. She also attached a letter from an attorney that appeared to have served as her written response to the Washington letters of cooperation notices. They were included, those letters and her the letter from the attorney were attached for your review. The allegations against KR were for having a sexual relationship with a patient while she practiced in Washington State. She was licensed by the Washington State Board of PT in October of 2022. It appears she moved to Washington State around December of 2022. She started treatment of the patient in April of 23, and the relationship began in July of 23, allegedly after he was discharged from physical therapy treatment. It is unknown when she moved back to Arizona, but she did move back, and based on the letter, the patient moved back with her. According to the Washington State Board investigator that I spoke with, the investigation of sexual misconduct with the patient by KR has concluded. The executive director of the Washington Board of Physical Therapy has stated that while her Washington license has expired as of 12/5/24, they are still processing a disciplinary case associated with this individual based on the allegations received in February of 24. We don't have an ETA on when the Washington PT board will adjudicate that fully. I made a public records request to the Washington DHS, Department of Health Services, for the investigative file, cited in the letters of cooperation, and we've been informed that the records could take up 5 months to be received. KR was originally licensed by the Arizona Board of PT in 2014, and she's maintained an active license since that time. As mentioned, she moved back to Arizona sometime after the relationship with a patient and is currently practicing full-time in home health according to her renewal application. The board is requested to determine what action to take given the above information. If the board votes to open a case, the potential allegations to be cited in the notice of case opening would be appreciated for you to identify those. This case is for your review.
Thank you. I am going to move that we do open a case so that we can eventually see what Washington chooses to do, and then we're able to help them carry out the discipline that they set forth. And I'm assuming that the allegation is the sexual misconduct. I don't have the code in front of me.
Yes, it would be
32-20-44-10.
Yeah, thank you.
Dr. Bastille, I'm actually inclined to take no action and wait until the Washington board does its work. I worry about duplication, and I assume that when the Washington board makes a determination, we're going to have a response. You know, we're going to have some kind of action on their part that we're going to have to deal with it anyway.
Is that true?
Is that a question for me?
It is either you or Judy or someone that would know.
Yeah. You know, perhaps we can move into executive session.
Okay.
So that I could share some thoughts, if that's okay.
I move that we go into executive session for legal advice.
Second.
I would second.
It's been moved and seconded to enter executive session for legal advice. Dr. Bastille?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
Dr. Hike?
Yes.
Thank you. That motion passes. The recording will stop at 11:31. The board will move into executive session. Anyone in this meeting may remain here. The board will return in a few minutes. And as soon as they're done with the executive session.